With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
This is going to be a great hour. It's their time to be with us. They're here twice a month. It is MediConnect, the Senior Zone. Good to have the skipper back, the guy guiding the ship. Brian Reisinger and Joe Randazzo is here as well. We're going to talk open enrollment period. So what does that mean? It's underway till March 31st. Time to regroup, get back in, switch, change, start up, sign up, everything that you need to do. So you should call us right now to get some great free information at 866-391-1020. You can call them where their wonderful folks are standing by, agents at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We're going to talk career opportunities. We're going to talk free community seminars. They're out and about talking and shaking hands with you and the public, and also information to bridge the healthcare gap. Lots of ground to cover, but the whole idea is to give you access to them on this show. If you have a question, 866-391-1020. Brian, great to see you again. Good morning, and let me give you a belated Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Super excited to be back. I had a layoff here for a few weeks, so I'm pumped up.
We're glad to have you back. So where would you like to begin, Mr. Randazzo? A lot to get to. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be back. I want to talk a little bit about the open enrollment period. So one of the things, as you mentioned, it goes through March 31st. This is new. This is something that all the Medicare beneficiaries truly need to keep note, and they need to take advantage of. You need to get the opportunity to reevaluate what you did, as well as if you missed the opportunity to do anything, now's your chance to make a change.
So, Rob, think about this for a second. We have, this is the first time in years we have a new enrollment period that's starting this year.
Why do you think they did this?
Well, part of the reason was there was an enrollment period years and years and years ago that was the open enrollment period. And back then, Medicare was having extreme difficulties being able to manage the flow of applications coming in. So they decided to restrict everybody into a short time period, which has just passed, which was October through December. They've gotten a very good handle on the flow of business over the most recent year. So they're now allowing for an extended enrollment period for two reasons. One is for folks that make decisions and January 1st hits, Rob, and then they go to see their provider and then they realize maybe there was a doctor that wasn't in network and they might have overlooked it. Well, prior to this year, the only option they ever had was to disenroll from the plan, which can potentially put people at risk. So the federal government, Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services, has realized this, and they decided to extend an enrollment period from January until March, will allow people to make a one-time switch. So if they're in the wrong position, if they made a decision they thought that wasn't the right decision, now that they're into the new year, they have the ability to move, right? So that's number one. And then secondly, which I think is even more important for this particular region, is there's been all of this confusion centered around UPMC and Highmark and the divorce.
Still there?
It's still there. In fact, it's gone as far as now the Attorney General is involved. So stay tuned. We should have some news coming out on that in the recent future here. However, with that being said, we have realized that as a result of that, there's still a lot of confusion in the marketplace. Many people out there weren't even realizing the fact that these health systems are still breaking. So this enrollment period gives those folks an ability to take a second look at their health plan if they didn't do it during the enrollment period. And I think that's what's so critical for the open enrollment period here.
Joe, let's take a look at 100% of the audience, obviously, that is focused on this topic, and there are a lot of them out there. Would you say even if there isn't doubt, you should at least reopen it and take another look at it because you have this opportunity?
Definitely. There's no obligation to work with us. It's unbiased advice. Totally independent about
you're
everything.
You're not paying anything either. So.
Correct, and you don't pay for it. All you're doing is you're clarifying what your decisions you made, if that was the best option for you.
What are you hearing as far as biggest fears for people? Still, if they can see their same doctors and go to the same facility they've been going to for years, I mean, what are some of the fears, Brian?
It always starts there, Rob. I mean, people are creatures of habit.
Amen.
Right? We tend to do the same things over and over again. So the ability to have that relationship and keep that relationship, to us in particular, is critical in the health environment, in the health industry as a whole, right? It starts with the relationship with you and your physician. So when people are put in a position where they're being forced to make a decision, which is what's happening here in this particular marketplace, mm-hmm. it's concerning, and rightfully so. You know, our position has always been, even since the very beginning of this, back in September or August, actually, when it was announced, is not to get caught up in the drama. You know, there are options out there for folks, and we worked with over 2,000 of them just during the enrollment period. So in a 7-week period of time, that's a lot of folks to manage through. For the majority of them, that was the primary concern that they had. But there's options that allow folks to have access to, still to both of these health systems. And I think that's critical to mention.
You know, this is kind of like if you were investing in your future. And we all know to talk to a broker or to someone who makes their living, it costs money. But mm-hmm. to be able to call you guys, investing in your healthcare future cost them nothing. And that phone call could take 10 minutes, it could take a half hour, it could take an hour, it could take 2 minutes. All they need to know is they have someone that they can bounce ideas off of and listen to by just picking up the phone, and it won't cost them anything.
We're real big on transparency, Rob. We're not hiding anything here. We are compensated by the carriers that our clients decide to choose to do business with. So whether it's a UPMC, a Highmark, United Healthcare, whoever it may be out there, they've already built in these margins to be able to supply and provide compensation to representatives that are out there being able to service the constituents. And that's what's important.
Okay, so what's the best advice for someone out there who's saying, you know what, I'm hearing these guys on the radio, I'm going to punt. Where should they look to see if whether or not they should make a call or just dial the number now, talk to one of your agents and go through the timeline?
I can start with this. Have you actually sat down and reviewed the plan in the last 12 months? There's a lot of people out there that just don't simply do that, Rob. And as a result of it, you have dollars to fall through the cracks. Whether people end up paying more in premium than they should have been paying, their out-of-pocket expenses are higher. If your health condition has changed in the last 12 months, we think it's critical. And if you're one of those people that had UPMC insurance or Highmark health insurance and you're on Medicare, that alone should give you, you know, reason to pause and make sure you take a solid look at what your options are this year, because adjustments are coming.
All right, now listen, if you're listening to this broadcast right now and you're saying, I got to ask this question, I'm wondering if I did the right thing. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking about it since I signed on the dotted line last year before that December 7th date. You need to call us right now. This is free information. All you do is pick up the phone. It's a toll-free number, so it doesn't cost you anything. 866-391-1020 to talk to Brian and Joe. But better yet, as much as we'd love to hear from you, you're best talking to those agents who are standing by. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI. 888-818-6334. This hour is going to go by quickly, so it's your call to action to pick up the phone and give us a call. 866-391-1020. MediConnect, the senior zone, with eyes on you, the senior of our community. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, this open enrollment period is underway until March 31st. So if you have a question and you want to revisit your plan, you need to call us right now, 866-391-1020. Immediate access, all four of our lines are available. You can talk to Brian and Joe from MediConnect. This is the MediConnect Senior Zone, sponsored by MediConnect Insurance, providing seniors with current, relevant, and useful information to bridge the healthcare gap. So when you say bridge the healthcare gap, explain what that means, Brian.
Well, most people realize that when they sign up for Medicare that they've been paying for their entire lives covers only roughly about 80% of the total cost, Rob. So there's a 20%, you know, gap there that needs to be filled. And most people are utilizing some type of supplement plan. Otherwise, you're exposed to having unlimited costs. So the idea of bridging the healthcare gap is where MediConnect comes in play to help those consumers find the right options out there for them to bridge the gap of that 20% to make sure that their health care is covered completely. And that's where our organization comes into play. Now, sounds easy on the surface, right, Joe? But when you get into the details of it, there's a lot of moving parts. It starts with, you know, what your personal financial situation is, your health conditions, financials, all of that plays into part. Are you traveling around? Are you a snowbird? You know, there's a lot of questions, and we have an intake process that each one of our representatives walks each consumer through, making sure that we cover all the grounds. And it's important to mention that because, you know, we have a lot of folks out there that will call direct to a carrier and get information, and you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the skinny on everything.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, you know, and I've said this on the show how many times, Rob. You know, you're not going to go to a Toyota dealership, and they're not going to sell you a Ford,
you know,
right?
I find myself out during the week, so every time I see a Toyota dealership, I think of you. Anyway, go ahead.
So, and that's really why we realized that there was a need in the marketplace. There wasn't a true independent voice out there for people to be able to lean on and get that type of information from. So that's really what spawned MediConnect in the very beginning.
You agree with that there, Mr. Rendazzo?
Oh, my gosh, yes. What's funny, I have an aunt. She passed away since, but she was what we classified as a couch surfer. I have a very large family. She was always staying at somebody's house. So she was never in the same state, same area. So any insurance that she selected made sense because what she needed to do because she had to have that access all over the country. And that's the things we go through.
So what about people that are transient, moving around, got the RV, traveling the country, the world? Does this really affect them to where if you're not at one place at one for more than, say, a few weeks at a time, you got to really make sure that you let the folks know that you're signing up with? That's your lifestyle?
It's critical.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Let me say that again, Rob. It's actually critical. The reason why I say that, you think about it. As of 2019... we now have over 60 million Medicare beneficiaries in the United States. It's the fastest growing population. Now, why do I bring that up? Because there are two major types of products that people are purchasing to cover that gap. It's Medigap plans or Medicare Advantage plans. Now, Medicare Advantage plans, Rob, have become extremely popular in recent years, especially in areas where you have high concentrations of networks, i.e. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So one in three beneficiaries now in the United States are on these Medicare Advantage plans. The reason why I bring that up is Medicare Advantage plans, they center around a network of doctors and hospitals. So, Joe, those doctors and hospitals only expand so far. So if you have if you're the type of Medicare beneficiary that is traveling around and you're spending a lot of time out of this area, especially if you're a snowbird and you tend to travel south during the winter months, those Medicare Advantage plans can become extremely difficult to work with over time, right? Especially if you're looking to get services, you know, rendered at different locations outside of this area. So those people in particular, you want to be very cautious about the decisions that you're making.
See, this is why you just should at least pick up the phone and call you right now at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818 and 6334 for those of you using the keypad, and just say, this is what I did, what do you think? And here's my lifestyle, what do you think? I mean, instead of trying to figure out and cross T's, dot and I's and all this different stuff, and these winds are swirling and changing in healthcare, even if you think you're good, you should just call you guys today.
Rob, one out of three people to call the office
are not good.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's probably our average, wouldn't you say,
yeah,
Joe?
I mean, definitely.
The other two are folks just trying to get information, and we're there as an advocate for the community. So there's nothing wrong with just making a phone call and saying, hey, I want to double check. Maybe I feel comfortable with where I'm at. I wouldn't mind just getting another set of eyes on it. It's okay. That's what we're there for. That's why we have almost 40 representatives now working with the organization. It's important for people to have that outlet and not make sure that it's unbiased information more so than anything else.
Let's talk about careers. And by the way, MediConnectInsurance.com if you want to find out more. They're on Facebook. And I highly urge you every other Saturday, 9 o'clock hour, MediConnect Senior Zone, sponsored by MediConnect Insurance, providing seniors with current, relevant, and useful information to bridge the healthcare gap. And if you have any questions or concern regarding your current healthcare plan, MediConnect agents are available to speak with you right now at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. So, Joe, talk about career opportunities, and who are you looking for, and who is maybe someone out there that would really fit the bill for you guys?
What we're looking for is somebody that wants to start taking control of their life, basically, and their finances. So a lot of times people are in jobs where they don't get, there's always a ceiling. They can only go so far, mm-hmm, right? We offer a couple different opportunities, right? They get the ability to make a better living and without a ceiling. So they don't have there's no issues. It's based on your production. It's based on you. Rob, this is a great opportunity for you to get credit for exactly how much of a hard worker you are. Where instead of an employer basically saying you did a great job, awesome, but there's still always a cap. With us, you get immediate results. Plus, we're ingrained into the community.
If I could add to that, Joe.
Definitely.
Imagine a feel-good job, Rob.
I was just going to say, listen, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but even when I was a young kid, I loved talking to people that were older because they're soothsayers. They teach you so much about life. And I've often said, if I could have a cup of coffee and a phone and just talk to some people who have mentored me through my life, that would be a perfect day for me.
Exactly. I have learned just as much from our client base as I have taught them. And that's the beauty of working with this population. To me, it's the most precious population in the country today, right? Most of the folks that we're sitting down and we're helping to make decisions with, Rob, they have fought in foreign wars for my freedom.
Right.
And I never take that for granted. So to us personally, we look at it as our duty to give back and to help these folks. And to have the ability to be sitting in the seats that we sit in and be able to talk to these folks and help them through these troubled times. I mean, we've had people crying, literally crying to us, thanking us for helping them because it's cost them thousands of dollars and mistakes that have been made. And to me, that's more important than anything else. So if you're the type of person really has that big, big heart, this could be an organization I think you really want to take a hard, serious look at.
You know what? That's where I come in, because I am, as corny as it sounds, is I love to help people. I don't need to make a sale all the time. I love to see if I can fix somebody's problem.
You know, in the traditional world of sales, and Brian, you and I have been there many times, this is kind of a sales job of a golden nature, to where it really is for someone in their golden years to, yeah, you have to have a business where you make money so you can continue to do what you do. But this is more about just the greater good, the good fight.
I like how you were just looking for a word.
I was.
Right?
I was. because it's just such a good thing. Other than good, what do you say?
It's different.
Right.
It's just different. Remember, if we recall back, I have talked on this show that I come from the securities industry. I was a financial advisor for years.
That's why I brought
that up. Which is what brought me into this industry. And in that industry, we're charging fees each and every day to the, you know, to the clients we do business with, because we have to get paid. Here, it's a little bit different.
Yes.
Right? I'm providing the same type of service and value, albeit it's a little bit different. We're talking health insurance, but we're not being compensated directly by the consumer anymore. And to me, that's pretty cool, right? I mean, we get to be able to provide the same benefits, the same services, and at the same time, Rob, we don't have to charge you personally or directly for the service.
Let's face it, anytime you call somebody for advice, you're on the clock.
And it's hard to gather your thoughts.
It's hard to focus because you're thinking on how to save money and you're spending money that you really think that you don't need to spend because you can do it yourself. But then in reality, because things change. Listen, as much as I want to think I'm plugged in as I was when I was 50, it is what it is. I'm still pretty much on that good side of things because I'm current and current events and this is what I do. But the world is changing in a millisecond every day, especially when it comes to healthcare. So you need somebody like MediConnect to at least put your head on the pillow at night and go, you know what? Even if I'm not sure, this is what they do, and you can be sure they gave you the best advice possible.
Yes. If anything, you either stayed in your current plan from last year or you made an adjustment for this year. One of two items have occurred, and that's fine. Why not make a phone call, turn that stone over, as we always say at the office, and just see what's underneath and make sure that you get all of your options covered.
You think the majority of people are still spending too much because they just tried to do it themselves, Joe?
Yeah, what ends up happening is they get onto a plan, they get complacent, and they just don't want to go through all that effort again. And what they don't understand is we go through it for you. We'll take that off your plate and go over the different options. And they just ride the storm as it's going, basically. And they'll pay an extra $25 this year, an extra $50 next year, an extra $100. And all of a sudden, now they've doubled where they've been.
How many times somebody would tell me years ago, a dear friend who happened to be named Joe, you'll never understand until you're hungry. You'll never understand until you're hungry. And then sooner or later in your life, you're at that table and there's no plate and you're starving. So you really have to make crucial decisions when it comes to things like this, because this really sets the stage for that second half that has to be the best half, because it's the only half left in the game of life. So that's why you got to call MediConnect. And what it's really for is to help you. And again, I'm going to say it, you're not spending a dime.
And Rob, unfortunately, we get it every single week. Somebody calls into the office that we've not worked with before, and something major has happened. There's a claim that was processed and a bill that's outstanding of thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're calling saying, hey, can you help me out? And at that point, train's already left the station, my friend. There's not much we can do for them.
No coming
at that
back.
Point. Why not take the time, 30 minutes of your life. We've always say, we promise you can keep both of your kidneys. Just
this week.
Just make a phone call. Have somebody review it with you. And then you can always feel a little bit more comfortable moving forward.
But Brian, let's face it. This is the reason why a lot of seniors have lost their will to live. Because the world they live in has gotten so expensive that just paying a mortgage today is impossible. Many of them have paid their mortgage and their school taxes. It's like they're still paying that mortgage. Everything goes up, 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 up. And even that senior citizen discount that you get isn't cutting it anymore. And then when you throw in the fact that, yes, as you get older, even like a finely tuned automobile, the older it gets, things go wrong with that engine as they do with us. And then you find yourselves up against it. So come on, folks, let's do some good today by having you call MediConnect. 888-818-6334. They're standing by. They can help you. It's free advice. Doesn't cost anything if you become a part of their team. Let them help you with this. Open enrollment until March 31st. And if you want free advice now, call us, 866-391-1020. And if you're ready to begin a career that will make a difference in the community as well as your income, MediConnect is growing. So please call them at 888-818-6334.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, the phones are open. You get this free advice from the great folks at MediConnect. So if you want to ask us a question, because the open enrollment period is underway until March 31st, you get to reopen it, you need to call us. It's 866-391-1020. And they also have agents standing by where you can call them directly at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You know, we were talking about State of the Union address coming up Tuesday.
Right.
And I'm so happy to say John Delano will be joining me at 6 o'clock, and then Anthony Moretti, professor of the School of Communications, at 6:30. You know, one of the things that people think about every time they think of the President's State of the Union government, they think health care. Where do you think this whole thing's going as far as health care in our country, and why what you guys do is more important than ever before?
Well, that's a big question. I can tell you this much. You know, Medicare today, it's second only to Social Security in the federal spending budget. It's almost 15% of the total budget, Rob. So
right.
You're talking over $500 billion annually, 60 million people. And most importantly, these are your voters, right?
Right.
So everyone's going to tread very lightly with the adjustments to Medicare over time. It needs to have some adjustments to it. Costs are still a little high. We're trying to rein that in and get it under control. They're talking by 2026. There's going to have to be some type of adjustment to the Medicare system. What that's going to play out to be, who knows, Rob. With the mess that's going on in D.C. right now, it could be years before we get anywhere
with it.
See,
that's why I admire you guys so much and what you do, because this is like your life. This isn't a part-time gig. This isn't like something you do in your spare time or you plug in when you go to the office. You'll be watching, you'll be listening to that, and you'll be thinking, and you read headlines, and you listen to news stories, because it all comes back to what you do. Healthcare is what you guys are every single day, 365 days a year, 24/7, Brian.
Yeah, if you read the Post-Gazette or you're on the Trib Live online, you're going to see many quotes in the papers from the folks at MediConnect. I mean, we're one of the trusted sources here in the region on this topic, because we live it and we breathe it on a daily basis, Rob.
All right, listen, if you have a question, call us. We're going to take a call right now. Let's say hi to Bill. Bill, on the air with Brian and Joe. This is MediConnect Senior Zone, KDK Radio. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What can we do for you?
My wife's going to retire, and she has Blue Cross Blue Shield, and she's going to have to sign up for Medicare or make a decision whether to sign up or not to sign up. I was just wondering what you would suggest.
Hey, let me take this, Brian, if you don't mind. Hey, Bill, thank you for calling. Yes, she needs to look into her options. Have to call in and we can get that taken care of. One of the things that we're doing is we actually are in the community. We have free community seminars going over this very thing that you're talking about. So these are for individuals turning 65 or people that are just leaving their current in-group coverage then it's venturing into Medicare, basically.
So another thing that's killing us right now is this modified adjusted gross income.
Yep.
And I mean, just don't seem fair to me, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, Medicare has.
That's why we're kind of debating whether to go on to Medicare or not.
Explain to the audience what he means by that.
Okay, so what that is what they call that is the acronym they use is called IRMA, Income Related Monthly Adjusted Amount. It's based on your income for the last 2 years. So if you're a single person who's going into Medicare and you made more than $85,000 in the last 2 years, each of those years actually, then what happens is you end up paying more than the average person for their Medicare Part B premium, which is what they take out of your check each month. Now, if you're a married couple, it's $170,000. So that's reevaluated every year. Once your income for the last 2 years was below that, then it will drop down. And yeah, that's actually a key factor when you're deciding this, but a lot of times you can't continue where you are because you're aging into Medicare. So you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. I would urge you to either call in, but we're going to be located in Brookline on February 5th and 6th. We're going to be on the 5th, we'll be in Brookline at Carnegie Library. We'll be in the 6th at a Cranberry Public Library at 6 o'clock p.m. for each of those.
And can I have your phone number? He says it so fast on the radio, I can't catch it. Okay. So you got to go slower, you know, for guys like me anyway.
Bill, you've done that to me before, so because you're from Beaver County, I'm gonna give you some slack, okay? All right, here we go, brother. It's 888-818-MEDI. But the best way on the keypad, 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. You got that?
Okay, 1-888-818-6334.
I'm going to do it one more time for you. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334.
That's the way you ought to say it on the radio, Bill.
Thank you.
That's Beaver County, anyway. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
People from Beaver County always have to get the last word in. Hey, and Bill, and just so you know, Bill, you can call the office right now. One of the beauties of our Senior Zone show is each and every time we're on the air, we have people live at the office ready to take phone calls.
And by the way, I'm moving out of Beaver County. I want everybody to know. Anyway, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Let's talk more about careers and people that you're looking for right now. Because, you know, everybody is looking for a job they can grow with. And let's face it, a pat on the back, a note's nice, but cash in the hand is still king. And people can really, by what they put into it, they can really reap the benefits.
Yeah, there's not very many jobs out there that you can double your income in 3 years when you take a job working for somebody.
What's the average age, Joe? Does it really vary?
We have people varying in age from 25 up to probably about 59. Actually, I got to tell you, I'm the oldest person in the office, and it's so sad. I go in, and when we're talking about things, as we were talking in the break, Brian said, I never heard of that. Both you and I looked at each other and went, yeah. And we both heard about it.
That's youth.
So yeah, that's the beauty of the youth part. But we're looking for somebody that really wants to take hold of what they're going to do. We're happy. We're going to give you the track to run on. We're going to show you how to make it successful so that you don't have to fumble around and make mistakes. With the guidance we're giving, the support, as long as we could show you to sell this stuff and explain it and make sure it's pertinent to everybody and how it works. But none of us can teach work ethic. As long as you have it in your heart, you can make this work.
Rob.
Yes.
I'm not as eloquent as Joe.
Oh.
We need help. The reason why we need help is because our organization, which started back in 2007, has grown exponentially. We now have our own radio show, right? The flow has been increasing so much that we need to get representatives to help us to support the flow of people coming through the door, and we don't want to send them back out. So that's really critical to make sure that we're getting the right people in that want to be educators, more so than anything else. If the type of person, like school teachers would be great.
Yeah.
Educators, that's really who we're looking for.
So tell me, what do you teach them? How do you, say somebody's listening, say, I don't know anything about Medicare. I don't know anything about what these guys do, but it sounds interesting. How do you train them?
We have a full service program in-house that does all of the training for you. I mean, our goal is to make sure that we train and develop our folks. We do not want them going onto the streets, having folks coming into the office, and not being fully educated to make sure that they can service the people accordingly. It's our name. It's important. We have a brand here now. We want to make sure we live up to that brand.
All right, listen, now, if you want to talk to Brian and Joe, they're going to be here for one more segment. You can dial in at 866-391-1020, or you can call them directly at MediConnect. That's MediConnectInsurance.com to find out more. 888-818-MEDI. We're on the keypad, 888-818-6334. And if you're ready to begin a career that will make a difference in the community as well as your income, MediConnect is growing. Please call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Open enrollment period until March 31st. You can revisit and re-up and do it right that time by making the call to MediConnect. If you have a question now and you're wondering about you and what you did the first time out before that December 7th date, call us. Career opportunities, free community seminars coming to Brookline and Cranberry, and also we got a lot of other stuff happening as well too. But I want to get to this Wright Automotive text message real quick before we go to the break, Brian. Somebody basically talking about, you know, UPMC, Highmark wanting to keep their doctors, but they can't. Explain.
Right. It's unfortunate that the consent decree is ending June 30th, 2019. A lot of information.
Just around the bend.
Yeah, it's coming up shortly here. And for folks who have Highmark health insurance on the Medicare lines, i.e. Security Blue, Freedom Blue, as of June 30th, they will no longer have access to the UPMC health system. So not only the doctors, but many of the hospitals too. And that's going to have a major seismic impact in the region here. So if you're one of those folks that did not make a decision, did not look into it during the enrollment period, thankfully, CMS has launched a brand new enrollment period that runs January 1st to March 31st of 2019. Highly suggest that if it's not us, you get with somebody that's an expert to sit down and go through these options with you, because you are going to be impacted.
Why do you think there's such a need for what you do? Is it just the government makes it so complicated? Why do you think, believe me, 2,000 people during the last open enrollment period, that's impressive.
You know, Rob, without getting too political, the government can make just about anything complicated, in my opinion. However, the way that Medicare is structured and the way that it works, there are adjustments that are done to it on a yearly basis. And I think that's where our service comes into play. It's not just choosing a plan. That's only part of it. I think what's more difficult for people to deal with is the year-in and year-out changes to those plans. There's adjustments that happen, and many times when we visit with folks that have not worked with organizations like ourselves in the past, we find that they have the same health plan that they've had for 5, 7, or 10 years. Hmm. And it's really hard to believe that that same health insurance plan, with all of the changes that are occurring, are going to be the right option for you today.
We'll be back. One more segment with Brian and Joe. And again, if you have any questions or concern regarding your current health plan, MediConnect agents are available right now to speak to you. You can call them direct at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And you can call us, too, at 866-391-1020. Please stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Yeah, finally, spring-like temperature is going to warm up. Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks and it's over, folks. That's right. Spring will be here. No more winter, so we're really looking forward to that. But a lot of good things happening right now as far as the weather warming up and the Warm-a-thon Dollar Energy Fund. And guess who's going to be a part of it? The good folks at MediConnect. So thank you for that. And I know, Joe, you got to be real happy about that.
We're excited. We're pumped for that. We're going to work with them. We're working with sponsorship and helping them move forward with that. We're looking forward to it. It's our first time.
Going to be good stuff. Okay, listen, the number to dial to be with us on the radio, 866-391-1020, and to dial them directly at MediConnect, 888-818-6334. We got about 4 minutes to summarize. So what have we learned other than the fact that you have another chance, a reprieve, an opportunity coming up between now and March 31st with the open enrollment period to revisit and straighten things out that maybe you overlooked the last time?
If you haven't taken a look at your options during the enrollment period, you now have another chance. If you have and you made some adjustments, and now you walk into the new year and you realize that there might have been some mistakes made, or some decisions that weren't the right decision for you, you still now have another option for an out. So it's critical to make sure that we at least mention that today. And by all means, call us at any time. We're here to help you. But secondly, and another point that I want to make, and I know we mentioned it throughout the show today, is the community events. So, Rob, MediConnect, we're located right off of the Crafton exit on I-79. A lot of the folks know where we are now. We have representatives that are out in the field, but we want to make sure that we get more ingrained into the community in 2019. It's a big push for us. So we're going to be doing community events in all four quadrants around the city this
year.
You
want to put a face as opposed to just a phone bank, and I appreciate that, where people can actually see who represents MediConnect.
And it's not always that easy for folks to all get to our office all the time, so we want to make sure that we can get out, shake the hands, get to see the faces behind the names, right? All of that. So it's important that we make sure we do it. And we're going to be in the community on the 5th and 6th of February. It's going to get warmer, Joe. So come on out and see us. February 5th, we're going to be at the Carnegie Library in Brookline at 6 p.m. And then February 6th, we're going to be at the Cranberry Public Library at 6 p.m. And then we're going to have more coming at the end of the month, coming into March, where we'll be running the other quadrants of the city, correct?
Yeah, for more dates on that, you can go to our website, which is www.mediconnectinsurance.com. Go to the seminar page on there, and it'll explain, it'll show everything, events that you can select.
All right, the big deal is a lot of folks are realizing, as we saw in that red automotive text message, that they can't stay with their same doctors or same healthcare facility. But what they need to know, there are a lot of options out there, a lot of opportunities. And sometimes, you know, change is necessary, and it can be a good thing. But there's also opportunities that you may not know exist that will enable you to keep some of the things that you've become familiar with and comfortable with. But the only way they're going to find any of this stuff out is by giving you guys a call, Brian.
Give some time. It's all we've ever asked. It would be worth it in the long run. Promise you that, Rob. I can't tell you how many times we have people that we sit down and they're just not sure. I'm not sure if I really need the help. Just take a few minutes, sit and talk to one of our representatives. Be worth your while.
All right, they are standing by right now, and you can get a hold of them. They're at that office, so you need to call 888-818-6334. What's the first question usually? I mean, because if you've been doing this with these kind of numbers, there are a lot of similarities. Even though each individual person has different needs, there's a lot of things that remain the same. I got to believe it's because of why they can't go here anymore, or why they don't have this physician anymore, or why am I paying this much when I was only paying this much? So, I mean, those got to be like the three basic questions that you get asked every time you pick up the phone and say MediConnect.
Access is number one. You're right on that one, Rob. Especially here in this region, access is by far number one. But secondly, there's a lot of confusion around, why do I got to pay two premiums? I pay a premium for Medicare, which I think Bill, the gentleman who called in earlier, was talking about, is I pay a premium for my Medicare Part B. Now you're telling me I have to pay another premium? Because there's a secondary premium, Rob, that people would have to pay for the supplemental insurance, potentially. And that can confuse people right off the bat. So if anything, make sure that you're getting the proper guidance on those options, because there's over 40 of them just in Allegheny County alone. So if you have not sat down, Rob, and went through 40 options in the last 6 months, then chances are you didn't see all of your options, right?
Unbelievable.
Important to make sure that you do that.
And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize it doesn't take all that long. And you know what else is really frightening is the fact that a lot of people are staying with their group plans at work when they're since past that retirement age because they don't want to jump in. And there's these frightening stories, and they don't want to lose what they have. They're willing to actually pay hundreds of dollars more just because they have it, as opposed to finding out what they could save and what they could do. Listen, if you're one of them, you at least need to make the call, because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Once you figure out what path is the right one to take, it's not that hard to figure it out.
Hey, Rob, real quick.
Yeah.
I just had a message from the agents that are now standing by. Yeah. They've been inundated with calls. So they've missed a few. They weren't able to get to them, and they end up, I don't know, they're not sure. They left voice messages yet because I haven't checked them. Please call back. The agents will be there till about 11:30, so you'll have time to call back. But please do that. They're waiting for you.
All right, yeah, you can call back. And again, that number is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You know, I got to believe, too, when people are done talking to you, there's such a thing as a satisfied customer, but nothing like the customers and clients that you have, because this has got to be such a weight taken off of their shoulders. Because you know, a lot of these folks a widow living alone for the first time after a 45, 50-year marriage. Kids are grown, some living in other parts of the country. They don't want to be a burden on their kids. So that man or woman standing alone calling you is basically alone. And they have nothing but fear staring them in the face every morning when they wake up, especially if they get an ache and pain that they didn't have the day before. So you guys are such a great resource for them, Brian.
It's a partnership, Rob. It's not a one-time event. We are here each and every year, and can't emphasize that enough. Imagine being able to take this burden that people deal with on an annual basis and deliver it to somebody who's going to handle it and manage it for you each and every year. Give you the options, inform you of the changes, and yes, there's going to be changes. Inform you of all of the changes and be able to guide you properly each and every year. I mean, that to me, that's a huge weight off of my shoulders if I'm that person. Why not take advantage of it? And it's not going to have to cost out of pocket.
You think we got 1 minute left, and both you can jump in on this, 30 seconds each. Is it unique, this part of the world, because of what's happening as opposed to the rest of the country? Is it just a completely different game plan here?
This year in particular, yes. With UPMC and Highmark, I mean, you're dealing with a large percentage share of the population that are on these plans, Rob. That divorce is big. Can't express it enough. We've talked about it 100 times over, right? Can't express it enough. It is a big, big deal here. And if you're one of those people and you have not talked to somebody, highly suggest you do that. You're going to be experiencing changes.
Yep. And along with that, the people that are actually have made decisions, one of the young ladies that came in had an issue where she tried to help her dad, and she thought she was working with an independent broker, and apparently it worked out that she wasn't typically. She didn't make the right decision, and found out her dad, after 80% of the doctors weren't there. So we're able to try to rectify that now.
Brian, Joe, always a pleasure. See you guys in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for what you do.
I can't wait, Rob.
All right. Yeah, believe me, folks, he loves what he does. 888-818-MEDI. It is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. The guys from True Value. As we continue on your Saturday after Shelby Gassesi texts the news next at 10.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.